我哋进入议程第十一，关注九龙城区流浪猫增加造成滋扰问题，要求部门联合爱护动物协会为流浪猫进行驻足手术。我哋欢迎渔农自然护理处兽医师九龙区的吴雪儿女士，渔农处自然护理处高级农林督察动物管理九龙胡竹安先生，渔农自然护理处一级农林督察动物管理九龙二的郭俊文先生，爱护动物协会福利部助理总监侯安娜医生，爱护动物协会福利研究和发展主任何淑平女士，爱护动物协会福利项目统筹冼丽琼女士出席会议。请吴宝强议员介绍文件。
唔该。咁区里边咧，好多市民反映咧，就系响即系前朗道啦，同龙岗道，其实全个区都有唔少嘅猫只咧。咁就喺啲后巷啊，区里边嘅平台，因为私楼咧、旧楼咧就好多平台嘅漏帘。咁佢哋咧就除咗发出噪音之外咧，就会有一啲即系便溺啊、排泄物啊，咁啊造成噪音同埋环境卫生嘅影响嘅。咁有居民咧留意得到咧，爱护动物协会咧有一个叫做即系帮猫只绝育嘅一个嘅计划。咁呢一个咧，俾即系捉到猫之后进行人道毁灭咧，就较好嘅吓、居民同埋我哋都觉得。咁所以咧，希望咧，而呢个区嘅流浪猫只滋扰居民嘅问题严重啦。咁所以希望呢一个计划咧，能够响政府部门嘅配合之下咧，响龙城旧区度龙城旧区嗰度举行啊，唔该。
我知道咧，就琴日立法会都倾到呢个问题嘅，咁就都好似答应咗一啲，继续维持啲拨款去处理呢方面嘅问题。咁咧就请大家系参考食环署同埋渔护处直上文件第12及13号嘅书面回应。另外咧，直上亦有关派咗一份关于爱护动物协会猫只领域护理计划嘅参考资料俾大家参考嘅。咁各位委员有冇特别提问？冇提问呢？潘志文。
多谢主席。我对于渔农处呢，喺处理流浪猫嗰个绝育嗰个方法呢，你剪咗只猫耳佢呢，我觉得呢度呢我係有啲反感嘅。有冇更好嘅办法去识别呢？如果你就算做咗绝育，点解一定要剪佢只耳呢？即係你同藥畜冇乜區別㗎喎，如果咁樣。咁我呢這個個問題啦。第二個就係、我唔知立法會今日點講啦。咁即係話政府嗰方面有冇一個計劃，佢好似喺新界做一啲即係話一啲呢啲比較棄置嘅寵物，即係個好似樂園式咁樣搵啲義工去打理。我相信政府所使嘅資源唔係多啫。政府喺呢方面有冇咁嘅計劃，我想知道。
好，咁就请食环署首先张俊嘉回应。杨永杰提埋先啦，提埋先。
多谢主席。咁我都同样关注啲流浪猫狗滋扰居民嘅呢个问题噶。咁我同样我发觉啦，即系呢啲问题咧，只要嗰度即系有一笪地方有几只个流浪猫狗聚集咧，跟住就会吸引好多嘅流浪猫狗咧，就会同一笪地方去活動嘅。所以我自己覺得，即係譬如以我樂民村後山為例啦，即係紅燈山嗰度啦，咁佢係都有一紮嘅流浪貓狗嘅。咁除咗呢，即係好多時候咧，點解會有咧？就係、除咗佢哋自己即係有一定嘅即係聚集嘅地方之外咧，就係、另一個間接原因咧，就係有居民去即係餵食物啦。咁我希望即係食環署呢方面咧，可以加強去做呢樣嘢。同樣我都希望即係相關部門咧，都可以為呢啲流浪貓狗咧，就進行住個手術啦。咁另外同樣即係我俾個建議啦，即係潘志文議員話即係剪即係耳仔嗰個，我都係唔贊成嘅。咁其實你可唔可以整啲晶片咧？因為有晶片可以識別到咧，即係佢係咪真係做咗個手術嘅？多謝主席。
好，蕭先生。
多謝主席，我最簡單想問一下，因為咧就我碼頭圍大廈咧就係、搬咗去好，即係已經搬剩得十幾夥嘅啫。但咧就有人咧就喺嗰個走廊度咧就養 流浪猫啊，嗰度咧聚集咗咧成十几只喺度，日日咧有一个人咧就唔喺嗰度住嘅，就走上嚟嗰度咧就放啲食物喺度。咁所以我就想问一下去边度投诉，个电话几多号？
好，
咁简单。
好啊，先请食环署啊张总监回应嘅。
好，多谢主席。咁啊，食环署嘅主要工作咧，都系即系保持地方清洁啊、环境卫生咁啦。咁我哋就系即系系啊，提供每日嘅清扫服务啊、洗街服务啊咁样。咁系喺关于系喺呢度啲猫喺度滋扰咧，我哋就系睇过个后巷啦。咁而家咧就系做紧个渠务工程啦。咁我哋就系即系仍然都会关注系嗰度嗰一带嘅清洁情况嘅。咁如果系阿萧院上。见到有边度地方你俾个地址我，等我搵同事去跟一跟啦，吓唔该。
好。好，咁啊，边度有呢啲地方有问题啊？就俾中间啦，跟住就请渔农处三位代表边位做回应啊？胡生啊，胡生国生。
多谢主席，多谢各位议员提问。首先呢，我答咗吳議員所問嘅問題先。咁喺九龍城區呢，特別是自己牙前圍道、牙前巷道一帶呢，咁其實我哋嗰邊嘅收到嘅流浪貓嘅投訴就唔係好多嘅，間中都有一兩單，平均嚟講過兩年呢，大約呢係每年大約總數有十單到。咁喺我哋個文件都有講㗎啦。咁我哋點樣解決呢？通常呢就係同嗰個投訴者呢商量下，睇下佢可唔可以同我哋借啲布貓籠。如果真係派一隊人落去捉呢貓呢，就同雀差唔多，佢曉跳嘅，我哋用網呢都冇法子捉到佢呀，係咪？咁嗰啲户主呢就好樂意同我哋借啲捕貓籠嘅，咁啲捕貓籠嘅成功率呢九成幾以上嘅，咁大部分都可以解決到嘅問題嘅。咁但係始終捕捉流浪貓呢都唔係根治嘅方法嚟嘅，因為呢流浪貓呢主要係因為受到食物嘅吸引啦，佢有食物呢佢會聚集喺度，咁聚集喺度呢造成滋擾，有群嘅貓嘅時候呢就你追我逐呢就會造成滋擾㗎喇。所以呢最基本呢就係話，如果你要解決佢呢就一定唔好俾喺度餵食物。咁喺呢個層面嚟講呢係需要幾方面嘅人合作啦，包括市民嘅自律啦，同埋呢我哋食環署嘅同事呢就加強檢控先得。咁至於呢一個貓隻護理領域計劃呢，簡稱叫做 CCCP 呢，就其實呢就係、是我哋愛護動物協會推行幾個計劃嚟嘅。咁我哋漁護處呢就冇直接參與。咁但係呢喺呢個計劃喺呢個區裏面呢啲貓隻呢佢哋都係已經絕育咗嘅。亦都有一個義工或者兩個或者三個一群嘅義工去照顧嘅。咁因此呢我哋喺呢個區域裏面捕捉到嘅貓呢，我哋都會交返，透過愛護動物協會交返俾有關嘅義工嘅。咁一陣呢到愛護動物協會呢就會有個詳細嘅介紹嘅。咁佢哋都有 PowerPoint 度介紹嘅。咁我就唔喺呢度詳述啦。至於正話潘議員講到呢話貓隻展翼嗰度呢，其實呢就唔係我哋漁護處去做嘅。咁嗰、那個詳情係點呢，我哋留待呢愛護動物協會呢喺度介紹。咁另外呢就蕭議員呢就講到話樂民村嗰度呢就樂民村啊 ,sorry, 咁呢就有 ,sorry, 咁有一群啲流浪狗啦，咁我哋其實貓狗我哋呢其實呢度呢我哋注意到嘅，因為嗰度呢有一班愛護動物嘅人士呢就好鍾意喺度喂啲流浪貓狗嘅。咁我哋呢就正話咁講啦，我哋捉咗之後呢，因為有食物喺地區嘅貓狗亦都會走嚟，佢一定會喺度㗎喇。除非你冇人喂冇食物，即係動物呢係得兩樣嘅啫，就係搵食嬉戲係兩樣嘅啫。咁因此呢你要根治佢呢就最好呢就係唔好俾人喺度喂住食物啦。咁到李議員所講嘅馬頭圍大廈呢，我啲流浪貓嘅問題呢要投訴呢好簡單啫，你記住個電話 ,1823, 你打去啦，咁我哋呢有關嘅1823同事呢就會轉述俾負責嘅部門啦，多數佢都係第一時間轉述俾我哋㗎啦。 咁我哋呢一定會呢派同事去睇下點樣可以捕捉呢一啲流浪嘅貓。多謝主席，多謝議員。
唔該曬。跟住請愛護動物協會嘅代表邊位作回應，唔該。
Thank you very much for inviting us here today. The presentation is rather long, and I'm aware that you have a short period of time, so I will go quickly through it. Excuse me. We've covered the problems, and as we're aware, with the street cats, the problems are that the cats that are on the street are fed by people. That increases the breeding, and then we also get a cycle of trapping and killing, and this has poor welfare, and also it doesn't seem to be very cost effective. And what we see quite often in these street cat populations is poor welfare. And these are some cats that we see that have, our obviously interest is animal welfare, so it's the welfare of the cat. So obviously the issue for street cats is their health and safety. So this is an issue. The program started in August 2000. And we started the program to try to help improve cat welfare and also to help with the population control. With the Cat Colony Care Program, what we do is where people are already feeding the cats, we encourage them to join the program so that the cats are de-sexed and so that they don't actually keep on repeating the problem and encouraging the problem. So when the cats are de-sexed, we can reduce the food and the feeding, and hopefully we don't get more cats coming into the neighbourhood and the population will decrease. Often we're asked, why don't you just catch and kill the cats? Obviously, we believe that this is inhumane. It continues the cycle. These sort of programs that are run by the SPCA and the volunteers are very little cost to the taxpayer because, as AFCD have said, they're not really that involved in the program, though they do some work still. And also, we believe that animal birth control in the end is an ultimate long-term solution. And the important thing down the bottom is actually nowadays you're finding that more and more the public cannot accept the old approach to dealing with these problems. They've recognised that actually it's not very effective. So we're thinking these programs are effective. So also the other question we quite often get is, why don't you just catch them, neuter them, but not put them back? The problem with that is normally you don't get all the cats. And again, cats do live on the street. It's almost a natural environment for them. And so when you remove all the cats, it's only a short while before new cats come into the area because they are entering that ecological niche. So again, it's not really solving the problem. What would we do with these cats? They probably end up having to be killed. Where would we put them, these many thousands of cats each year? And what would happen to the rats that these cats are helping to control is another question. So who catches the cats? As we've heard, it's quite difficult to catch them. And what happens is the carers who work in the community spend a lot of time to try and catch them. And what we have here is we have a benefit of the carer system. So people who live in the community and are already or possibly have caused some of the problem by feeding because they care for the cats come into the program and get converted to actually helping to manage the problem, reduce the population. So they help with education and they help to monitor the situation. So the benefits are the cat numbers, first of all, they stay alive, and then when we can reduce the feeding, we can actually decrease in the population. We get resultantly less noise and smell, and hopefully public complaints should decrease with a decreasing number of cats. It should be more hygienic because the cats are fewer and the feeding's less and it's more controlled. And also the cats are healthier and they're vaccinated. So it works by people are already feeding the street cats, and we just say if you're going to feed a street cat, number one, you shouldn't do it. But number two, if you're going to, it should be de-sexed so you don't worsen the problem. They apply to become a carer. They're screened and interviewed. They apply to register a colony. We visit the site and do an inspection. If everything is okay, we approve that and they sign an agreement. And they have to follow guidelines and a code of conduct. We train them on how to handle the cats, how to trap, and we explain about the laws. We explain about responsibilities, hygiene, being considerate to members of the public and trying to encourage them to help society as well as helping the cats. These are just some pictures of the program. Excuse me. We talked about ear tipping, and obviously we would prefer not to do this, but to be quite honest, this is a practical program, and it is very important that when you're standing on the street and you're looking at a cat, you can tell from a distance whether it's already been neutered or not. And so the only way you can tell is by actually ear tipping, and therefore you can actually tell the AFCD or the SPCA or FEHD or anybody who's on the street can actually identify that cat is already neutered. We do always put in a microchip, so we can actually individually identify the cat, but we can only do that if we can get up close enough to actually scan the microchip. So unfortunately, whilst we'd rather we didn't have to do it, ear tipping is quite important on this program because it helps us to monitor the program, to count the numbers of cats that are desexed in the area and to monitor that we're being effective. As I say, we have a health package for all the cats, so we're trying to improve the health so they present less risk to the cat's health and also to public health as well. We also do rehoming, so some of the cats are actually taken away from the environment. They're not returned if they're suitable for rehoming. And also with sick cats, they will be euthanized. So what problems can occur? Obviously, we can have non-registered people who are feeding and behaving badly, so maybe littering or interfering with the program. We can have irresponsible cat owners in the neighborhood who don't desex their own pets, maybe are abandoning cats on the street. We can have cats coming from outside the areas into the colony zones, but obviously with the feeding control, that should be minimized. All of these problems still do occur with the current method of control or the parallel method of control, as well as with the cat colony care program. With public complaints, obviously, we get past complaints from AFCD or FEHD on occasion, and our hotline will help to deal with those. So we will speak to the complainant to find out what the issue actually is and then take relevant action, whether we need to go out and catch a cat that's a problem and desex it, or go and see whether there's some problem with the way the feeding's been done or whether there's a specific hygiene problem, or if there's a local cat owner who's not behaving, we'll actually go out and try and do that. We also have worked in the past with the Urban Renewal Authority, and this has relevance to old buildings that are being shut down. So we've actually gone out and done campaigns with our carers to educate people to take their cats with them, not just dump them in the old houses when they're moving out, which sometimes can happen. And those have been very successful. We've worked in four areas with the Urban Renewal Authority. We also have some government departments who participate in the scheme, such as Correctional Services Department will use this program sometimes. The Hospital Authority also uses it, and we have some housing estates and universities who are participating. And so we have some results to show you. Obviously, not every case is perfect. We have a study case which we do on llama, and we've been monitoring this area for 8 years now. And we started off with, when we were counting the cats, 124 cats on the street, and over the 7 years on the chart, we've got a reduction of over 80% of the population. So now we have a very low level of cats left as a result of the program and the continued action of the carers. And these cats are very healthy, and they're still needed in the community to help fight with the pest control, with the rodents, with the rats. For Kowloon City, the program has been operating in various areas within Kowloon City since 2003. In Kowloon City area, we've got 112 colonies, and originally the carers said that they were looking after over 2,000 cats. Currently, the carers estimate that they're monitoring about 1,500 cats. So we've had a population reduction of 34%. And actually, at the moment, the number of cats that are desexed is about, in the colonies that we have, is about 80%. And every month, we're getting new people all over Hong Kong coming forward. So there may be some new colonies coming up in Kowloon City. If you look at the overall program, we have about 1,500 colonies. And the original population was under 40,000 cats, and now that's been reduced down to 25,000 cats that we're trying to help and stop from reproducing. So, again, we've got a population reduction of 34%, and a significant percentage are already desexed. But, again, that is skewed because we're getting new colonies joining all the time. And I think the main thing to realize is that these programs, whether they're catching stray cats and desexing them or catching them and killing them, is really only one small part of the control program. And really we need to do other things such as education, encouraging people to spay and neuter their own cats, encouraging them to not abandon them. And we've brought some leaflets with us today, and hopefully you can take them and use them in your areas. They're all talking about responsible pet ownership, neutering pets and also a leaflet about the cat colony care program. So if anybody's got any more questions, then please feel free to raise them, and either myself or my colleague Miss Sim can try and answer them.
好，唔該曬，我同委員跟進問題嘅，潘主任議員。多謝主席，我都係繼續咧對即係話咧貓住浴嗰度咧一定要剪耳咧都係唔認同嘅。你如果要識別咧，你可以戴頸環啊或之如此類，都係離遠都可以睇得到嘅。如果淨係單單係為咗 去一個即係離遠望到嘅而剪咗耳咧，可能咧你仲令到只貓少咗個領養嘅條件啊！即係如果我係中意只貓，你個樣又唔靚啦，係嘛？你仲係流浪貓嗱，流浪貓講翻啫，就話你放翻社區嗰度亦都唔可行嘅。點解唔可行咧？你而家講緊我哋啲垃圾桶咧，抄嚟食啊嘛，咁已經對佢健康嘅問題。咁你仲嘥好多資源，同佢盜失又好，整污嘅身體好，你放翻社區咧，佢食緊嗰啲係垃圾嚟嘅，抄緊垃圾。 咁咧，仲有一樣嘢咧，我就唔認同依家啲貓攞嚟捉老鼠嘅，依家啲老鼠係同人對峙啊，啲貓嘅走嘅根本見到老鼠，咁即係我所以我就唔覺得依家貓攞嚟捉老鼠，即係我唔認同依樣嘢嘅。咁仲有咧，你依家你放翻嚟社區咧，同人哋嗰啲棄置動物冇乜兩樣嘅啫喎。只不過你同佢絕咗育啫嘛，咁但係好多領養好多人誒養緊寵物嘅人已經係絕咗育嘅，只不過有啲人學係即係搬嗰時候放咗落社區，咁你依家又捉咗去。 如果你搞完一大輪，嘥咗一輪錢又再放翻落社區，咁你等佢自然話減少，我睇咁多年嚟，如果以我計佢睇啊，就冇減少到咯。反而炒垃圾食嘅貓多咗咯。咁點解抌咁多資源你咧？你一直嗱，我想講個問題，一直咧你對個貓嘅健康係冇改善到嘅，佢食緊係垃圾，去響社區食垃圾。就算有人餵佢都好啦，佢都自己會炒垃圾食。咁第二個咧，你剪咗個耳咧，就減少咗多人領養佢嘅機會。 佢養唔靚啊嘛，咁第三個咧，你講話捉老鼠，我就睇唔到佢有咁嘅功能啊！依家，咁講嚟講去，我就點解你政府唔申，你唔同政府申請嘅資源，做一個寵物樂園喺新界，咁誒好多義工都願意再幫手啫，咁你有捉到貓，咪即係嗰度飼養咯。 咁嗰個係咪更加好啲咧？咁解決更加多問題。你依家如果抄到通街垃圾嚟講咧，仲影響我哋社區嘅衞生啲。我希望你都係向政府申請撥嘅資源出嚟，揾一個地方去做一個寵物樂園咯。唔該。好，請外匯同委會，就吳寶強。唔該。咁首先咧，我想問下漁農會。 漁農處究竟做過啲咩嘢？其實我交咗份文件咧，其實應該係正式嘅投訴嚟㗎啦。咁漁護處究竟響即係頭先所即係文件所講嘅龍崗道自然自然浪道咧，有冇採取過行動捉一啲流浪貓，然之後交俾漁護動物協會進行絕育手術咧？呢個第一。第二咧就係話頭先啦，有部門回應咧，就係話嗰啲流浪貓上升咧同佢喂即係喂嘢食咧好有關係。 咁但係譬如龍城舊區咧，喺食肆街咧，佢後巷裏邊咧，每一日咧都有好多嘅廚餘嘅。咁呢一啲咧就供流浪貓咧聚集嘅。咁變咗其實龍城舊區啲食肆街咧係一啲貓隻聚集嘅一個重災區咯。咁所以希望愛護動物協會咧，即係選擇呢個領養計劃嘅一個目標區。 咁同埋咧，喺呢一度都要讚賞下愛護動物協會啦，以一個人道嘅方法咧處理流浪貓嘅問題。咁頭先亦都聽到，即係剪咗耳角咧，的確又係影響到即係動物咧接受領養嘅機會嘅，所以希望咧協會裏邊咧亦都考慮下其他方法咧係做個記號嘅。唔該。好，我哋先請愛護動物協會嘅代表回應。鄭宏英。多謝主席。 只貓嘅壽命咧，就有十幾年嘅命啊！咁現時喺呢個社區咧，懷疑啊，只有九龍城呢度千幾隻嘅流浪貓。咁啊，社區啊，即係你話十幾廿年咧，喺呢個社區咧，人類對住嗰啲流浪貓咧，咁啊，其實咧就一個就好有問題嘅，大家唔共融啊。咁你貓咧，頭先好多議員都講啦。 貓狗啊，就食啲垃圾啊，抄垃圾。夜晚啊，鬼殺唔嘈啦。 影響嘅啲住屋，即係嗰啲市民嘅睡眠啦。咁其實咧個議員都有提出啊，政府咧即係愛護動物協會咧，應該咧 SPCA 咧應該向政府提出攞啲資源喺新界，如果你又愛護啲動物咧，應該整個樂園俾啲義工去嗰度幫佢手啊，即係喺嗰度領養啊，各方面喺嗰度生活。一個 happy 嘅樂園就比較理想啲，而家擺落社區咧，我認為咧就唔係幾妥嘅，即係市民咧就產生最主要咧帶啲菌啊，跟住食垃圾啊，咁啊自私成日經常有呢啲帶菌，依家好犀利喎，咁咧就影響嘅社區嘅衞生，咁啊錢咧應現時嘅政府有啦，撥一地啊臨時性嘅可以做呢個工作，希望啊。我希望這個社區這個 SPCA 呢應該去做多些工作，是啲有心人呢多些捐款啊，同政府撥啲錢同埋撥地，多謝主席。
好，就上述三位議員提出嘅嗰啲問題繼續請部門作回應，先請愛護動物協會。
With regards to the comment about ear tipping and rehoming,every cat that comes into the program is assessed to see whether it's friendly for rehoming. The only cats that are returned to the street are the ones that aren't friendly, so we won't be able to rehome them anyway. So the barrier to rehoming is not the ear tipping, it's actually the nature of the cat, because these street cats quite often are wild in nature and can't be safely handled or adopted out. So the ear tipping doesn't...particularly sort of impact on adoptability, because actually it's the nature of the cat, the street cat itself, as a non-adoptable wild street cat that is actually going to stop somebody accepting it. Yeah, on occasions, they can become friendly, and we do see some ear-tipped cats, but actually the ear-tipping doesn't actually stop them from being adopted, so we can still find homes for...cats with ear tipping, so that is not the biggest barrier to adoption. The biggest barrier in this case is actually the nature of the street cat, because they are basically wild animals living on the street. And that also comes up with the problem with regards to the animal park, in that these animals are not friendly, they're not easy to handle, and they don't adapt very well to life in captivity. So in terms of rehoming, obviously an animal park isn't very suitable, because you will have thousands of cats that aren'tadoptable or people can't accept living in cages. It's not really tenable in terms of cost effectiveness, because we've mentioned that these cats, if they're kept, can live for longer. The life of a street cat is actually shorter than the life of a cat that would be kept in a home or in an adoption facility. So we would be actually increasing the lifespan of this cat, and obviously after several years we would be having tens of thousands of these cats living in an animal park.So that's not really sustainable or economical or efficient. And also in terms of the cat welfare, it's quite poor. Obviously, there is an issue with street cats on the street. They are living on the street. But in the areas we have under our program, we have seen a population reduction, which will mean that the nuisance is reduced. And they do catch rats these days. A lot of people, especially in some of the more, the older areas of Hong Kong, still use the cats in the shops for rat catching, and that's still a traditional use, and that does carry on.
我想回应翻咧，因为我工作嘅范围咧，其实我都收过咧，观塘区有议员打嚟咧，就关于话嗰啲老鼠上升啊，因为佢哋嗰阵时就嗱，我唔知话系咪 relevant 啦，佢就话可能系因为滅鼠嗰陣時咧，可能揾啲嗰啲毒藥嗰啲咁樣啦，就發覺咧觀塘好多好多好多老鼠，咁都上過報紙，我記得係舊年或者係一年半前咁樣咯。咁當時都或者係朗豪坊咧，亦有我有睇過報紙咧，就話食肆有老鼠食食下嘢跌咗落嚟又食。其實成個計劃咧，我哋唔係話專登放啲貓喺個社區度，但個社區已經係有貓，係用咩方法係最好嚟即係解決咧？咁呢一個就大家可以深思一下咁樣咯嚇。
嗯，多謝。請漁護處嘅代表。
主席，多謝吳議員咧，正話講及關於佢嘅投訴嗰部分咧。其實吳議員講嗰個投訴咧，我哋已經寫咗落我哋投訴簿噶啦。咁我亦都有派同事呢去進行呢巡查呢個區域，咁到而家為止呢暫時都仲未有捕捉到嗰啲流浪貓嘅，一旦捉到呢我哋都會向吳議員呢報告一下，多謝吳議員。
好，潘志文佢有补充。
多谢主席。近年来咧，就大家都喺传媒报道都睇到咧，就有一啲宠物杀手。咁点解会引申呢啲咁嘅社会问题咧？我谂多多少少你哋将一啲流浪猫狗放翻出去社区有关，因为对一啲住户嘅滋扰，某啲人咧觉得呢个滋扰严重影响到佢生活，所以咧亦都造成咗另一个社会问题咧，就系话咧佢可能会做一啲约束嘅行为。咁作为一个爱护动物组织咧，我睇唔到，即系只有讲嚟讲，你除咗话佢做一啲捉鼠功能咧，我睇唔到你放翻去社区有啲咩好处？点解一直我哋都提议你话同政府申请资源去做一个乐园？你而家唔系讲紧个九龙城区，系成个香港咁多噶嘛？咁你有好多义工肯去乐意去照顾呢啲咁嘅宠物，即系遗弃嘅宠物啊？咁我点解我谂唔到理由，爱护动物点解唔循呢个方向去谂咯？唔该。
好，部门就咩回应咧？或者即系呢个建议究竟嗰、那个即系可行性同埋操作性，即系点解你哋唔有呢个咁嘅考虑咧？咁啊？即啱，其實都分析咗啲原因嘅，個社區有啲生態生物鏈嗰啲問題，咁但係係咪咁就足以話唔設立呢個機制咧？啊，咁係啊，你去提翻佢啫，呢度都係嗯。咁你都提返部門嗰度再研究啦，俾返啲對策返嚟啦，即係唔係今日喺度做好多決定。咁寵物公園好多社區都有咩嗱，咁樣如果係咁呢，就今日呢就對嗰、那個即係大家嗰個對嗰、那個即係處理流浪貓嗰啲問題呢，其實都知道嗰個成效去到邊。咁當然呢，有啲區呢就情況好啲，有啲區就未有咁理想，即係今日都睇到嗰啲數字呢，一年年年一十幾年連續都下降啦。咁我應該呢總體嘅情況都有啲改善，因為我近時呢，我睇自己下面村嗰啲有幾個喂貓嗰啲，而家都好似冇嘢，好似打風落雨都會喂嘅。咁而家都好似個情況都少咗啦。咁呢就我哋都希望呢，總之就係政府呢，即係對呢啲問題呢都係要做有啲防範心態啦，即係寄養處理嘅問題，同時呢又要真係有個即係成個生物鏈都係有啲關係嘅，即係愛護動物會都要考慮呢方面一啲功能。咁至於話你話寵物樂園嗰啲問題呢，都係一個比較複雜嘅問題，就即係政府有冇幾多資源嚟考慮。我知道昨日話先話撥咗百零二百萬落嚟處理呢方面啲問題，因為講如果整個樂園唔知去到幾多錢啊？係啊，我昨日聽立法會係講啦呢方面嘅嘢啊。咁咧就我睇呢個問題咧啊，即係部門都希望帶翻嚟嚇。咁、如果仲有啲關於即係啲流浪貓，如果情況會惡化嘅咧，咁我哋希望部門啦繼續去監察住大家繼續反映去處理好呢方面嘅問題啊。咁啊，依個議程傾到呢度啦，多謝咁多位代表啊。